Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hitting at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's 105. It's BT and Sal. Brandon's here. The Sal Licata Show. Did a little football earlier. Obviously working our way up to it. Jets and the Giants get ready to kick it off this week. Week one, as is everybody else. And right now we focus on those Jets with Anthony Becht, who was a former first-round pick. That was back in 2000. Jets with three other first-rounders that year. Chad Pennington, Jonathan Abraham, and Sean Ellis. And first full year in the radio booth for the Jets, stepping in for Marty Lyons. Big shoes, Anthony Becht. Welcome to BT and Sal. Congrats on the radio elevation. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
All is good, man. Appreciate you having me on, fellas. Really excited about the opportunity. You know, listen, I've been calling college and NFL games for over a decade now, and to be doing more with the Jets and their organization, was doing their pre and post game, a lot of stuff for them, and to fill the shoes with Marty Lyons is an honor. So, different perspective from me, I'm offensive minded, you know, head coaching perspective now. You know, just a lot of good things that I really looking forward to for the broadcast working with Bob Wischusen.
Yeah, I have seen you over the years. I feel like it was on ESPN back, like calling college games. I think you're going to fit in well. And yeah, I like that you bring up Marty, because Marty, not only just an amazing player, but an amazing voice and just a gentleman who does so much for charity. So, you know, somebody moves on, somebody moves in. You're the benefactor there. And by the way, Anthony, let's face it. I mean, the timing could be worse for you. I mean, Idzik could be the GM, or McCagnan could be the GM. I mean, at least you get ready to on paper call the team that should do some damage this season.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you said it on paper. You know, this team is really done the right things to load up their roster. Clearly, the quarterback obviously is the biggest deciding factor of this. They increased their offensive line across the board. I think, again, on paper, one of the top lines in the league right now. And everybody's like, well, if they stay healthy, well, you know, nobody goes into a season thinking that anybody's going to get hurt. But unfortunately, just with the history of Jets, it seems like something always happens. So hopefully this is the year where they can continue to push through. They got decent depth. The defense is going to be elite again. And it's nice to know that offensively, with an elite defense who was able to really hold it down for the first 8 weeks of the season last year, at least to give the offense a chance, now you got something there that's tangible and, you know, you feel real good about it. I'm excited about Aaron Rodgers as well. I mean, he's had a great camp. He's Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, you know, is there going to be some rust maybe or here and there? Yeah, but he's going to be Aaron Rodgers. If he has the time, he's got the pieces, and should be fun to see.
You know, Anthony, unfortunately for the Jets, the games are played in reality, not on paper. When you look at this team, what do you think is the biggest weakness or the biggest question mark as something that could potentially hold them back from the postseason or the Super Bowl aspirations?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a weakness. I think it's more of like, we got to see it, is the two receiver. You know, is Alan Lazar going to come back and have the year that I think everybody expected him to have last year when he didn't? I mean, the different quarterbacks, the ups and downs. Now with Aaron, does that change how he is on the field and what his production looks like and what Mike Williams will bring to the table? Like, coming off an ACL, like, is he going to be the guy that he was a couple years ago? I mean, you know, how does he fit in? What will the offense look like with him not doing anything really, you know, in the whole entire offseason to this point where he got taken off PUP a couple weeks ago? You know, how does that look? So I don't know if it's for me that it's something that can hold the Jets back, but they're going to need another guy to be a dude outside with Garrett. Garrett's going to get his. We know that. Hopkins is going to get his. And Breece is going to be huge out of the backfield as well. I just think it's, who is that other guy to take off some of that pressure? And I think one of those receivers has to step up and play at a level that we haven't quite maybe seen a two receiver in a Jets uniform play in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're talking to Anthony Becht, of course, former Jets tight end, and he is now part of the Jets radio booth with Bob Wischusen, who I've known forever. I think Bob is amazing. You guys are going to have a good time doing that. He's a great voice here at many sports, but specific to the Jets. The Jets have had a lot of positions where, I guess that's kind of why they're the Jets, no disrespect, where there just hasn't been many good players. Like, all right, we all know about a dearth of great quarterback play. We talk about that every year, all right? But even the receivers, like you look at the great Jet receivers, Maynard, okay, no doubt. Altoon, concussions ended that. Keyshawn and Krabet, and I love them both. Krabet more team Krabet. And Garrett Wilson, and maybe missing one or two others, I get it. But why do the Jets seem to struggle to find like a modern offense? Like it's never easy offensively, and it's been like that for basically 15 seasons.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination of two things. Is, you know, every time you have a draft or you're trying to build the team up, you know, the most important areas obviously are your quarterback and your offensive line. And you always want to just go into a draft where you have those things in place so you can go take, you know, the best receiver coming out or potentially take the top, you know, two receivers that are coming out because, you know, it to me, you got to have those pieces set, the foundation, the line, to enhance what the quarterback is. Now, if it's in Aaron Rodgers, it can be enhanced because, you know, you can spot some pieces and you can build some things, but he's still going to – his natural ability is going to be great. But as you get into maybe a younger guy or a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, you really have to build that front so that you can survive and have that success you want to have with that quarterback so he can grow. But you also got to add weapons. And I just think it's never really timed up the best for them as far as whether it's a free agent signing or trying to draft a guy high enough where those other needs weren't glaring enough for the Jets. And I think right now it's kind of timed up where they're able to get a ton of skill in the last couple drafts. They're really exceptional players. I mean, Breece and Garrett are legit dudes in our league. And I think the sky is the limit for both of those guys. And now to have a healthy Aaron Rodgers to see what that looks like, to see what they can max out at with that kind of quarterback and the line that they have now, it's exciting, man. Like, it should be good. Like, you know, paper, whatever it is, like, Aaron's not going to be like a crappy quarterback. Like, he's played too much. He's driven. I've seen a sense of urgency in his practice mode and the way he's talked and the way he's kind of gone about his business. And I think he's ready to go, man. And you know, we're going to find out real quick here on Monday night how that all looks.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking to Anthony Becht in his first year doing the color for the Jets broadcast on the radio along with Bob Wischusen. What is going to be the Jets' identity on offense? I know, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, but are they going to be a team that's going to look to run the football first and foremost, or are we expecting Rodgers to drop back 35, 40 times in a game and sling it all over the field?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the game and the way it plays out will dictate sometimes how those things go. I think everybody thinks, well, balance is correct. I think everything's got to feed through Breece. I think this is the best offensive player in the team is Breece Hall, in my opinion, and everything funnels through him. If he has a successful running attack and they can get him going, which I fully expect him to rush the ball at a high level this year. I just think that just makes everything easier. Like, Aaron with a running game is like, you know, it almost is too easy as you look out through his career when he's actually had that piece to the puzzle. So, you know, I think, you know, how you get the ball, distribute to Breece. I know they're deep at the running back position with a couple other younger players, but Breece is the bell cow for this team. I would like to see them use Breece and have a kind of a string of years here where you thought of like LaDainian Tomlinson when you're talking about 2,000-plus yards, total scrimmage, catching the ball, running the ball. Like, this dude can do it all, and he is a confident player that knows what he can bring to the table. And now he's coming off a healthy offseason, a great preseason, all that stuff. I just think, to me, it starts with Breece, whether that's running, catching the ball for him, screens, whatever that may be. He's got to get a certain amount of touches every single game for the engine to go the way it should go.
I like it, and I don't think you're wrong. Okay, so it's hard to change who you are once you've already shown to a locker room who you are. And I'm talking about Robert Saleh, who is a player's coach, which, in my opinion, too much of a player's coach. He's tried to tighten things up this camp, work them hard, which is good. But can the perception change within the ranks, or is it too late for that?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, I don't really think it matters. I think, you know, he self-assessed after last year, you know, going through a tough season without the guy that, you know, was supposed to lead the ship. And, you know, he had to go through some ups and downs, whether it be situational decisions, the way you talk through things. It's all a learning experience. I mean, listen, you know, he's a new head coach. He's been coaching a long time, though. He's been around some really good ones. I think, you know, you'd like to have all your pieces in place to see, okay, like, okay, the pieces are there. Now what does it look like now? And then that's when you can maybe unload the heat on, like, if the head coach is doing a good job or not. I mean, he can't control injuries. You know, he's got to be able to manufacture ways to win football games the best of his ability to help his team in a position, regardless if there's injuries or not, because, you know, no one's going to throw the towel in.
Yeah.
And I think this year he went on the offseason and say, look, we're going to work a little harder in training camp. We're going to throw some more plays out there. We're going to have a little bit more intensity throughout that process and make sure that, you know, if our guys aren't going to play in preseason, they are ready to go because of what we've done so far in training camp and the offseason. So, you know, I think he's going to stick to his guns. I think he does a really good job. I think the guys in the locker room really respect him. I think they love playing for him. But ultimately, it comes down to wins and losses, and you want to have your best pieces out there to ultimately see if that's what he can do. And I think that this is a year, hopefully, where we'll be able to see that.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. And you might be right, ultimately, right? I know he did self-assess. I know he tried to change some things, and that's good. I respect that. But, you know, you say the players really like him, and I think that they do, and that they really respect him. Well, how about having that translate on weekday, on Sundays, by not committing 10 or 11 stupid penalties? Like, there are too many things with this team that I think the players have taken advantage of, whether it was the whole Mike White, Zach Wilson thing, sloppy play, penalties. I don't know. They have not. Robert Saleh might treat them well. I don't think that they've always reciprocated that toward their head coach. And until that changes, it's not going to be a good thing, Anthony.
Well, you know, those things change when you have a little bit more disciplined player, a little bit more of a, you know, a type of style play where guys across the board, I mean, you think about all the different line changes in different lineups there were last year. You're going to have those things, man. Those are difficult things. I mean, listen, as a head coach myself, those things crush me and irk me every single game. You go into a game, you have great practice, you preach it, you talk about it, you discipline it, and then that stuff happens in the game. You know, you can't have it. I mean, sometimes it's like, why? How does this happen? We're doing everything we can. We're attacking it. You know, but sometimes, you know, the capacity of the player, the type of player, the guys that are actually out there, the mesh of the guys, the functionality of how it's all going about because of who the quarterback is in the moment. I mean, you know, 3-4 different quarterbacks are playing. Like, all those things matter for the success of an offense or success of other players, you know, playing better, playing well, playing more consistent, you know. And, yeah, is it an excuse to say, well, a different guy gets plugged in, things happen, now there's penalty, it looks bad, we can't make it all function well? You know, no, there's no excuse for that, and you got to push through and you got to continue to coach through that. But you're right. You want the reciprocation of your players to go out there and perform at a high level, but it's not because of any lack of work or what they're doing. They're putting it in. They're doing those things. I think it's who's out there and who's actually on the field. I think right now the slate is clean. Your best players are out there. You get to judge it from there. When you start having pieces change and things happen, you know, again, there's no excuse for it, but, man, that just changes the whole dynamic. It changes how you call plays. It changes what you can do. It changes what you can trust your players can do from a standpoint of a week-to-week game plan. Because if it doesn't work the week before and you change it again, you change it again, like, now you're like, well, what the hell are we going to do to make it go, right? So I want Aaron Rodgers out there. I want, you know, Tyron Smith out there. I want the best guys out there so I know AVT back at guard. I want them out there so I can see exactly what do we have for an extended period of time. So, okay, now we can say, okay, this is what we had. Now if we get those mistakes, now it's a different story. Now the, you can bash. Now you can say that this is, you know, we can't have that every single game. So I think it's going to look different, and I'm hoping guys do stay healthy so that we can see all the best players on the field every single week.
Yeah, but even the guys, BT and Sal on the Fan, we're talking with Anthony Beck. He's going to be doing Jets radio games, the color commentary for the first time this year with Bob Wischusen. Looking forward to that. Even the players who've been out there over the years have not been held accountable by Robert Saleh. If I look at a weakness on this team right now or a big question mark, it would be Robert Saleh. But he's got to prove himself, and this will be a make-or-break year, and hopefully for his case, everybody stays healthy. But I wanted to just ask you quickly, Anthony, about the defense here. You mentioned before they could be a top defense, an elite-level defense in the league. That's what they're going to have to be if they want to separate themselves in the AFC. How do you think the Jets get to that? Not just as easy as, well, Rodgers is returning, so it should be easier on the defense. I want to see this defense make some plays. I want to see Sauce Gardner be an actual shutdown corner. I want to see them force turnovers, create havoc in the opponent's backfield. Can this defense, will this defense do that this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, if I just look at what I want to see more, I think his turnovers are in. Actual getting the ball, take it away from the team. And again, you know, I think what you will see is if the offense does what they're supposed to do and has production, that changes the game plan for the opposing offense on what they're going to do. It'd be great for our defense with the Jets to play with a lead. Like, now the teams have to do a little bit, take a little bit more risk in what they're doing. They don't have to drag a game out, say, oh, well, Zach Wilson's going to make a mistake eventually. We'll just keep pushing it through. So, you know, and I'm anxious to see what the pass rush looks like. I know Hassan Reddick hasn't showed up and it's a big factor, and everybody, you know, wants to see him out there. But I'm excited about Will McDonald. I'm excited about Kinlaw. I think Kinlaw looks really good. I think those pieces up front are going to look really good. They got good depth there. Their linebacking crew is the best in the league, and their secondary as well. So, you know, let's see what it all looks like putting together. I just think everything does fabric off what the offense does. I'd love to see Jets 10-0. Now the defense is out there. Yeah. What does that look like? It's a different deal when you're going to try to hold the fort down every single week.
Yeah, I think I haven't seen that since Abraham and Ellis were trying to get after the quarterback.
Listen, I'd love to get those back. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I love those guys. So the final thing for me, and you mentioned Reddick, and I know you don't want to stick your beak in his pocketbook, so to speak, but and I really like Joe Douglas. I've defended him more than most. Not perfect because he messed up the Zach pick, but he's brought in some transformative players. He messed this up, man. In a year where the coach is hanging by a string, he knows he's got to win. How do you acquire Hassan Reddick without having this thing mapped out and done?
Yeah, you know, listen, I can't speak for those conversations. Nobody knows those conversations and what they're talking about. All I know is this, is that, you know, Joe Douglas was open to doing whatever he could to make the situation right. I just think they just want Reddick to show up. I think that would have been the big. I think this all would have kind of worked its piece out. But you know, it's a different age. It's a different time. Agents, players. I mean, they're sticking to their guns. It seems like there's two players right now, Jamar Chase and Hassan Reddick. They're sticking to their guns, and we're going to see how it's going to play out for them. I always feel bad because I got to feel that the player does want to be out there. The player does want to be with his team and push forward. But it is a business, and you know, it is a tricky situation. What those conversations were, why it wasn't sorted out, how it's getting sorted out, or when it's going to get sorted out, are things we can all speculate and not know. I just know that on Joe's side, they're trying to do everything they can to make it work. And I think, you know, it takes two sides to get things done. And, you know, if a player and their agent decide to stick their ground on a certain where they want to stand, then, you know, who knows when it's going to get done. But at this point, he ain't there, and he's not going to be able to do anything to help this football team at this point. And they do have players, enough players to get it done on the field
and
right now.
Them.
It's just,
and
we
they
just
need
don't
them.
Know, right?
Come
like,
on.
We don't know what Will. We don't know what Will's going to do because we've only seen a small sample size. I think the more he plays, I think people will be happy with the way and the production that they'll see on the field. But again, we have to see it before we can start speculating.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, yes and no, with all due respect. I mean, to me, it's not speculation when the opening night is a few days away and the guy that you traded for is not here and the guy that you used to have is on the team of the guy that you traded for but is not playing. It's not speculation. I don't want to belabor it, but he messed up, man. That's it. He dropped the ball. Now it's Joe Douglas's mission to fix this. But where it gets complicated, and I understand this part, if you acquiesce for him, next guy that knocks on your door that wants that sort of wiggle room with a contract, now you got a precedent, you got bigger problems, which is why it should have been ironed out from day one. But whatever, that's my opinion. We'll see what happens. I hope the young kids play well. We're rooting for you, man. You're a former Jet. You've been here for a couple of years. Hey, listen, don't be a homer, dude. I'm not saying you're gonna be. I'm not saying that at all. Yeah. Marty Lyon shot straight, and we need Anthony Becht to be Anthony Becht and do the same thing in your own way. All right, buddy?
You got it, guys. I appreciate that.
Anthony Becht. Good stuff. He's going to be good. I remember, this is when I was betting like every single game. Yeah. I remember seeing him on, I don't know, like he went to West Virginia. Maybe that's why I'm pulling. Like West Virginia versus whomever. Mm. And I saw him on college games probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I'm like, he's good. He's actually good in the booth. Now TV, radio, different. Wischusen's amazing. I think he will be really good.
Better player or broadcaster?
Broadcaster.
Well, you didn't even hesitate with that.
No.
I think he's going to be a really good. He wasn't bad.
I'm not saying he was a bad player.
He just didn't live up to the number one.
Well, his first round pick. Pass, I'm you know, saying. Only here 5 years, bounced around a little bit. Becht was fine.
Yeah,
he was fine.
All right,
but I think he's going to be a really good broadcaster.
Right, he's got the potential to be. Those jobs are so rare, and there's, you know, very little turnover. You get one of those jobs, man, he's probably going to be doing this, you would think, the next 20-plus years.
And if he doesn't watch it, I'm going to get myself in the Jets booth next. Watch.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.